With so much focus on one health crisis, you might have missed important changes on another health front. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on new laws to try and keep people from nicotine addiction.
The New York State Legislature thought it didn't make sense to sell cigarettes and other tobacco products or flavored e-cigarette oils, many with nicotine, where people get prescription medication, often to treat smoking-related illness. So starting last week, any store with a pharmacy can no longer sell any of the above. Karen Johnson is program coordinator of Tobacco-Free CNY at the Onondaga County Health Department and calls it a huge step to protect kids.
The flavors in the e-cigarettes are a lot of what attract kids to these products. So we're hoping by restricting the flavor sales that we will see less kids interested in them. We know that once they start using, the nicotine addicts them, and then unfortunately they end up with a lifelong struggle with nicotine addiction.
Some young people who start vaping and get hooked by nicotine switch to smoking cigarettes. Johnson says removing the products from store aisles and shelves can reduce use, and not just for youth.
We want the youth to not be able to access them and also not to see these products, because even seeing of the products can increase usage. But also we want to help those that are trying to quit, because if they're constantly seeing these products and the availability is easy to get, it's harder to quit.
Past research from the Surgeon General shows the more people see cigarettes or vaping products, the more likely they are to start or continue using them. Also, having fewer stores selling the products cuts down on availability and further helps people quit or never start. Later this year, other laws to reduce availability go into effect, restricting online sales of vaping products. Johnson would like to see a reduction in e-cigarette use because its impacts are unknown.
There is some research out that shows their product use in youth, that it affects the adolescent brain development. This product is still fairly new, though, so we don't know the long-term use, what that's going to look like. So that's part of the reason why it's important to restrict these products now, before we find out all this awful stuff and we didn't know earlier.
She adds recent surveys show about 27% of high school kids have used e-cigarettes or similar devices, which she laments is a large percentage for such young people to be introduced to nicotine. The ban on flavored vaping products, cigarettes, cigars, and chewing tobacco applies to all drugstores with pharmacies, but also other retailers, such as large grocery stores or department stores in which there's a pharmacy. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.